The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to research potential property crime stats. You know, it's important to be proactive about researching the safety and crime statistics of a potential neighborhood you are considering for investment. After all, the safety of your tenants, the vulnerability of your property to vandalism and abuse, as well as the long-term impact to your property's resale value, are all key reasons to fully know and understand crime statistics in any area that you are considering major property investment. It's a fundamental to good due diligence. When you're property hunting, you probably won't be able to rely on what your real estate agent or broker share regarding the safety information you need. You really need to research the local crime and general safety of potential neighborhoods by yourself. The good news is, thanks to a handful of great websites like the ones that I'm featuring here, it's really pretty easy to find neighborhood crime statistics and even compare neighborhood safety ratings. Fortunately, there are several online tools that can help you check neighborhood crime stats. Whether you're researching crime statistics because, let's say, you're considering purchasing in an area, or maybe you just want to know for your own neighborhood, this is good stuff to know. We've researched dozens of crime tracking tools and chosen 10 that we feel stand out from all the rest. Each website offers unique features that help you understand the million-dollar question, is my neighborhood safe? I would encourage you to bookmark these websites, maybe even create a subfile in your bookmarks called Crime Stats, and make it part of your regular due diligence process. Okay, let's get started. Number one, AreaVibes.com. Now, AreaVibes helps you to find the best places to live based on the factors you deem most important. Now, crime is one of those areas, but there are many others as well. Enter a state, city, neighborhood, or addresses into the AreaVibes.com search box, and the website instantly plots the location on a map and provides you with its livability score between 1 and 100. The site also maps and ranks nearby areas according to their scores and compares your area's livability score to state and national averages. AreaVibes also assigns a letter grade from F to A+ for each location representing several livability factors, one of which is crime. Some of the unique features of this website is that it has a custom search function that sets it apart from similar tools. It allows you to sort locations by livability factors such as crime, amenities, education, and housing. If crime is most important to you, AreaVibes is a great way to quickly and easily compare the crime activity in several cities at once. Not only that, it breaks down crime by crime type, number of reported incidents, and the number of crimes per 100,000 people. The site also provides statistics about the area's crime trends and shows how it compares to state and national crime statistics. Area Vibes is free to use. Okay, a second one, NeighborhoodScout.com. Neighborhood Scout provides crime statistics and other important local data to help you decide if a neighborhood is right for you. Using Neighborhood Scout, you can compare a neighborhood's overall crime rate, violent crime rate, and property crime rate to the rates in other cities, as well as to the state and national averages. The property crime rate is an added value here, too. As you are considering investing in that area, you want to make sure that it is a safe place in terms of vandalism and other things of that nature that could affect the actual value of your property or damage to your property. Users can also outline a specific crime search area, whether by the distance around a city or by miles from an address. Plus, Neighborhood Scout can tell you what the chances are of becoming a crime victim in a certain neighborhood and compare that with the city and state odds as well. One of the unique features of NeighborhoodScout.com is that it allows you to create a custom search for your neighborhood. You simply identify a community that meets your qualifications, and it will find comparable neighborhoods in any state you choose. There is a charge for NeighborhoodScout.com for detailed data and reports, but you can still get a lot of good information for free on the site. Number three. Family Watchdog maps the addresses of registered sex offenders in your neighborhood. Type a location or address into the website search box, and Family Watchdog generates a map pinpointing the address of nearby registered sex offenders. Color-coded icons correspond to various sex crimes, including crimes against children, sexual battery, and rape. Click the icon and you'll see a picture of the actual offender. Learn their aliases and find out what sex crime they've been convicted of. If you're looking for a specific individual, you can even search for them by name. I mean, that could even be used in tenant screening. A unique feature through this website, you can sign up to be alerted when a registered sex offender moves in or out of a key neighborhood. In addition to detailed information about offenders, this online tool offers personal safety tips, facts about sexual abuse, and a comprehensive blog and newsletter. This is absolutely a free service. Number four, Crime Reports. CrimeReports.com maps crime data from more than 1,000 participating law enforcement agencies. Users can search crime reports by region, address, zip code, or law enforcement agency to see a map with icons identifying recent police activity. You can narrow down the search area to a specific neighborhood if you want to, and you will see icons that signify different types of crime. When you click on an icon, you will reveal a range of details about the incident, including type, location, date, and time. Filters allow you to narrow your crime search by date range, day of the week, time of day, and incident type. With CrimeReports.com, you can also sign up for their periodic crime alerts, submit a tip, and register your home security camera if you have them, or your apartment cameras or property cameras. A unique feature is you can zoom out of your neighborhood and it'll show you incident trends, which are easy to read graphs, you know, stating the number of crimes that have occurred in an area over the last 15 days. And it's broken down into violent crimes, property crimes, and quality of life crimes. This is also a free website for you. Number five, Spot Crime. Spot Crime maps crimes and delivers crime alerts via email, Facebook, Twitter, and several other platforms. SpotCrime.com gathers data from law enforcement agencies, news reports, and user tips to plot crimes. Crimes are represented by icons that make it easy to see what type of activity takes place in your neighborhood. For instance, vandalism is represented by a spray paint can, and arson is noted by a flame. Clicking the icon provides the crime title, when and where it took place, and a link that directs you to the source Spot Crime received the data from. Typically, this is the law enforcement agency that handled the incident. Additionally, you can research Spot Crime by state and follow links to a city's crime maps, most wanted page, and daily crime reports. A unique feature of Spot Crime, it's not as robust as some of the other sites out there, but it's very user-friendly, highly visual. So you can see things just by, the graphics represented there, giving a viewer a quick look at crime in their neighborhood. Plus, it allows users to report a crime or crime tip anonymously, which is kind of cool. This is also a free service. Number six, the National Sex Offender Public website. Now, whether you're researching potential investments or just want to know more about your personal neighborhood, you want to get familiar with this site. The National Sex Offender Public website is the only U.S. government site that identifies sex offenders from state, territorial, and tribal registries together. You only need to do one search to have all the information you need about sex offenders. This is a free service, and you can search the database by name, address, zip code, county, or city to discover data about convicted sex offenders living, working, and attending schools in the area you are researching. The site also offers valuable information about sexual abuse, since the National Center for Victims of Crime stated that 1 in 5 girls and 1 in 20 boys is a victim of sexual abuse. This is an important tool to use to keep your own kids out of harm's way as well. Number 7, My Local Crime. This is very similar to Spot Crime and allows users to input their addresses to find a chronology of recent crimes in that area. Theft, shooting, burglary, assault, robbery, arrest, and other are all categories the site uses to show what's happening nearby. If you click on any incident, you'll be able to get a quick description of the crime. For instance, an arrest might say drunk driving or drug possession, heroin. These details are important to know. Unlike Spot Crime, the one we mentioned earlier, where users can report crimes, this data is all pulled from police reports and news sources. Consider it a crime ticker that you can check in on to make sure your neighborhood is safe. Number 8, crimemapping.com. This is developed by the Omega Group. This website reports on local crimes through original research. Priding itself on not scraping data from other websites, it uses an advanced mapping system, ESRI, and partnerships with the local police departments to pull crime data right from the source. In order for crimes to be reported to crimemapping.com, police departments need to be subscribed to the website. So if they're not, you won't be able to read about it on the site. However, one major upside to crimemapping.com is that you can sign up for crime alerts with your email and customize your settings. Choose an address and set up a perimeter to see crimes within 1, 2, or even 20 miles from the property you're researching. Even select the types of crimes you're interested in viewing, for example, fraud, sex crimes, arson, vandalism, disturbing the peace, and more. There is a special category for sex offender information that will provide you with a list of sex offenders in your area, since this is a large safety concern that requires special attention. Number 9. Raids Online, or R-A-I-D-S, Raids Online. Both the public and police contribute to this crime aggregator website. To see what's going on nearby, you can select from a highly detailed list of crimes like homicide, death investigation, vehicle theft, etc. Users may view information on a computer or by downloading the app to your smart device. You can also sign up for You can also sign up for crime alerts to your email so you'll know right away if potential danger near you. This crime map doesn't have every city listed in its drop-down. This crime map doesn't have every city listed in its drop-down. For instance, if you're looking for Salt Lake City, you can input the address, but you won't be able to jump to that city in the drop-down or see events that are immediately close to you. It doesn't seem to be as sensitive as the other similar crime reporting websites, but it's there for you nonetheless. And our final site, number 10, CitizenCop.com. This is a really cool app you might just want to add to your own personal smartphone. It not only reports on crime, but has a number of other safety features as well. First, it allows users to report crimes through video, image, or audio clips. It lets you call the police and send automatic help messages if you're in danger, too. If you have kids, you can have them download this Citizen Cop app on their phones, and you can set up a safe zone perimeter so you'll be alerted if they travel outside of your designated safe zone. That way, you'll know where they are and can protect them better. Citizen Cop even has additional consumer protection features like a cab fare estimator and a vehicle background check to keep you from being overcharged for a fare. I'm not sure if Uber and Lyft are included there, but it can even let you know if you're buying a stolen vehicle. It really is a modern and comprehensive safety app that goes above and beyond the typical crime mapping website. Well, that's our list. If you're a serious investor and you want tools to help you make the best investment decisions, these tools can really help. But they're only going to be able to give you the recorded statistical information. It's still really important that in addition to tracking and using these tools, you need to get out to the location and personally scout out the area yourself. Check out the streets during the week, at night, early in the morning, and on weekends. Carefully track and monitor local activities, patterns, and suspicious activities or events. See how you feel walking around in the neighborhoods that you're considering investing in. Once you've done that, as well as compared your experience to the detailed crime data from some of the resources we've listed, you'll be in a much better position to make the right decision about the safety and investability of the area you're considering. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, all of these references and links will be in our old dog show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. You'll be able to click on these websites directly, add them to your bookmarks, and you'll be able to use all this information for your own research and help you to make better informed decisions. Just look for the show on how to research potential property crime stats. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.